Lord be with you. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept, because it neither sees nor knows him. But you know him because he remains with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me because I live and you will live. On that day, we realize that I am in my Father and you are in me and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Happy Mother's Day. Raise your hand if you're a mom. Let's give these wonderful women a big round of applause, okay? So I hope you're spoiled rotten today. Do not have to cook and clean one dish. If you have to do that, talk to me after Mass, all right? At the end of Mass today, we'll give you a special blessing. I'm going to see my mother after this Mass. I said, "Bob, where do you want to go today?" "We're going to Shakey's." PCH and Hawthorne and Torrance. So, you know, I see it down there. So that's what she wanted. She wanted pizza. The reality is, like any mom, she just wants us all together, right? I love presiding at Mass on Mother's Day because I get to see the smiles of you moms with your kids here today. So may God reward you for the good that you do, seen and unseen. You are the rocks of your family. May God bless you abundantly. This past Thursday, I was blessed to go to the South Pasadena Prayer Breakfast. And if you've never been before, it's a wonderful event. If you live in the city of South Pasadena, I encourage you to go. It's an opportunity for us to gather. Doesn't matter what faith you are, just to be God's people and to support each other. And this year, the speaker was phenomenal. She is the president of the Boys and Girls Club in Pasadena. And this year's theme, we talked about the power of showing up. And she shared the story of how her staff gathered the day after the fires broke out in Altadena. And she looked at her staff and said, "It is going to be very hard for us. It's going to be difficult. We're going to be put in directions we never imagined. But every single person who comes to the Boys and Girls Club, you better be nice to." And she affirmed them and reminded them that it was their chance to show the love to one another. And we've all felt loved in our lives, have we not? And we've all had moments in our lives where we needed people to step up for us. And we've been blessed in return to help other people. And on this Mother's Day, as we reflect upon the beauty of who you women are, it's so beautiful that we hear this gospel today, where Jesus tells us, "I will never leave you an orphan for a moment. I will be with you always." And I just wanted to share a wonderful story of how my mom, time and time again, has always shown up for me. This past Holy Week, on Monday night, I was at the cathedral on Holy Monday in the evening, and I wasn't feeling well at all. And it was really hot in the cathedral, and I was thinking, "Come on, Archbishop, turn on the AC, right?" But I wasn't feeling well, and I knew I needed to go to the doctor. So after Mass, I drove with one of my buddies, and I went to the emergency room, and I got all these tests run, and everything came out negative, thanks be to God. And when the doctor came in, he said, "Ricardo, what do you do for a living?" And I said, "Well, I help people." And he said, "Well, Father Ricky, I'm your parishioner at Holy Family." And he goes, I know you're under stress. And he looked at me and he said, it's Holy Week. I can't exactly give you a note to get out of work. And that week was stressful. Holy Week's such a beautiful week, but we had issues in the school, and just seems like everything hit at once. And the doctor was so kind, he said, I'm just going to keep you here for a few hours. I want you to take care of yourself. So I told my older sister. I didn't tell my mom and dad because I didn't want to bother them, right? As if my parents couldn't handle that. And as I was getting ready to leave the hospital to go to the school jogathon, I don't run. That was my excuse not to run this year. As I was getting ready to leave, my dad called me, and he was, you know, worried about my little sister. And I was hiding the fact that I was at the hospital. I didn't want them to worry about me. But when I got back to Holy Family, my older sister did tell them. And as soon as my mom hung up, she called me right away. And she said, what's going on? She goes, do I need to come up? I said, Mom, I'm fine. I'll see you on Easter. We're good. Well, the next day I was in a meeting, and my receptionist knocked at my door. She says, you need to come outside right now. Your mother and father are here. So here I am in my office at Holy Family, but she took over the office right away. And she needed to know as a mother that her son Ricky was okay. Not Father Ricky, I'm her son. And she spent time with me. My dad was there too. My dad's such a big support. But there was something special about my mom being there, you know? And she just loved me, and she was there for me. And she reminded me of how blessed we all are to have people in our lives that show up for us. That's what this gospel is about today, my friends. Our Lord tells us we're never going to be an orphan for a moment. And Jesus reveals his love to us through all of you, the people that we're blessed to call family, the people we're blessed to call fellow parishioners, co-workers, whoever it is, friends who become family. And this gospel is telling us today, pause to thank God for those people in your life that love you, especially today as we celebrate Mother's Day. And I know many of you in here right now are missing your moms tremendously. And know, like any good mom, they're up in heaven and they're still praying for you. They're loving you and they're waiting for you to be with them one day in heaven. And even if you didn't have the best relationship with your mom, we're all blessed to have Holy Mary, Mother of God, who loves us unconditionally. So this gospel is a reminder to all of us that we're never alone in the world, that God has blessed us with people that love us so very much. And even in those moments of life when we're physically alone and we're missing people, Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit that gives us courage and wisdom and knowledge, so that when we are afraid and we are overcome with what the world is throwing at us, all we have to do is pray and know that the Holy Spirit is with us. And one of the greatest ways that Jesus reminds us that we're never alone is in the Holy Eucharist. Every single Sunday when we gather as God's people, this is the highlight of who we are as Catholics, that Jesus Christ loves us so very much that he gave us the Eucharist so that we will never be alone in this world for a moment. How blessed we are to have a God who loves us so very much that he feeds us every single Sunday. And this food will give us eternal life in heaven. And the Eucharist encourages us so that when we leave Mass, God willing, we become better people and we could be the face of Jesus Christ to one another. Each and every one of you is such a gift from God. And our Lord is asking you today, who in your life is lonely right now? Who in your life is grieving the loss of a loved one? Who in your life is worried about paying their bills and is overwhelmed and stressed? And Jesus is saying, look around you and be the face of Jesus Christ to one another. I hit the jackpot with my mom. I love my mom. She's a saint because she's married to my dad and she's my mother. She's going to go straight to heaven, Pasco Purgatory, I think. But we're all blessed. And we could bless people by showing up for them when they need us the most. Amen? Amen. So how is this gospel speaking to you today? Where Jesus tells us, you will never be an orphan. He loves you so very much. But who needs you today? Who can you comfort and love? Think of one person in your life right now that you're going to show the love of God to. And how are you going to love them? Let's pray on that right now.